I've only seen 8 movies last year, so.
Well, you can just improvise through your bottom 10. Just be honest with the listeners. Okay, everyone.
Put in
quiet.
A YouTube video or something.
Shut up! Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Why Podcast. All you listeners out there, looking forward to our voices and hearing them again. I'm Rory. Today I'm joined by Keenan.
Hi.
Jaden.
Hello.
And Aaron Hawkins.
He's awake.
For
he's
context, awake. Aaron Hawkins is now in London. He's viciously hungover after a night of drinking. Yep. It's about 8 a.m. in London. And for more context, Keenan is in Houston, Texas, where it is, what, like 2 a.m.?
Yeah, almost.
And myself and Jaden are in Perth, Australia, where it is almost 3 p.m. Today we'll be counting down our top 10 movies of 2022. I know we've missed 2020 and 2021, but we thought we would just finally talk about a year that just happened instead of one that was 3 years ago. Last time we had you and Stevens, and our episode was 2 hours long. Coincidence?
Thank God he's not here.
Yeah, he's not here this time, boys.
I'm not gonna lie, if Ewan's was here talking about his fucking garden, he would have turned off.
All right, let's get into our films. We each have 10 films, so Jaden has just mentioned to us that he's only got 8. Anyway, Aaron Hawkins, since you actually requested us to do this episode, you really clearly had some movies you liked in 2022. Do you want to go first? What is your number 10? What is your number 10 favorite movie of 2022?
My number 10 is Top Gun Maverick.
Everyone here is the best there is. Who the hell are they going to get to teach us?
Ayo.
Oh, lovely. Shit.
That's disrespectful. It's,
what?
That was pretty 10. Low, man. That's
guys,
very
let
low.
Aaron talk fair. About it.
Yeah, bitch. So it was like a modern day remake of Top Gun, which was my favorite gay porno. And I've made a new one. And it had a homoerotic beach scene, so it was all worth it.
Would you say it was mo gay?
What?
Oh, it was on par with the original.
Yeah.
It probably made Johan cry, which was nice.
I'm sure that's true.
But yeah. Gay guys on the beach high fiving, a lot of flying some planes.
Were they all gay?
Yeah. Famously, Tom Cruise did a bit of anal, which was good. But all in all, it was a good movie. They saved the it. It's funny, a lot of like the reviews of it were like it doesn't feel like a modern day movie, and it kind of doesn't. It feels like an 80s movie.
Yeah, that's true.
But it's weird that like movies can feel different, but like it literally feels like an 80s movie.
Yeah, and it's like cheesy as fuck, but in a really good way.
Yeah. It's actually, it's a good movie.
Yeah. This movie made $1 billion, so it's safe to assume at least one other person has seen it. So I'm assuming it will be on someone else's list.
I'm assuming Johnny cried at the end and was just like jacking off and was like, oh, space.
Just of course, mate.
Space.
Space. Yeah. Airplanes are in the air, mate.
Nah, it's all space when you think relatively.
There's no distinction
between
the two. If they're off the ground, they're in space, Jaden. Come on.
All right, Jaden, what is your number 10 favorite movie of 2022?
Yeah, fuck. Can I just start at 8?
No.
How about you... Oh, fuck. What? Tell us like a joke or something instead for your bottom 2.
All right. My number 10 is DC League of Super Pets.
My dog's the best, but he's not the greatest with other animals.
What is new with you, fellow normal dog?
I love how you fucking had Google at your fingertips and you picked a DC League of Super Pets. Like, you could have picked anything.
Everything.
It's like confirmed that you haven't seen it and you still picked a dog shit fucking film, I'm assuming.
Whoa.
Come on, mate.
Is that all you have to say, Jaden?
What if it's
I mean, like, animation looks really good. I only saw the trailer. It's a bit odd, to be honest. Like, weird crossover between pets and DC. Overall,
nine out of ten.
Holy shit! As your number 10 pick.
Damn, this is a good year.
God damn.
All right, I'll go next so we can. I think we traditionally go, we finish off with Keenan since he's usually got the best list. My number 10 is a movie called Triangle of Sadness.
Congratulations! Show me that Balenciaga look. Suddenly I'm dressed in something way less expensive. It's H&M. Yeah.
Oh, fuck off.
Which is a satire about the fashion industry. Yeah, it's like 2.5 hours long. It's basically three movies in one. Pretty funny, and yeah, I don't know if I'll watch it again though, so that's why it's not higher. But has anyone else seen it?
Yeah,
I have no.
They also lost, no.
They also lost dancing, which is really important.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm not even that passionate about this movie. Maybe I shouldn't have put it on my number 10. Anyway.
Jesus Christ! It's the first one, and you're second guessing.
No, it's like, I don't know. Well, I think I had 9 favorites, and then the 10th could have been anything. But yeah, shout out to Triangle of Sadness. It was an enjoyable film.
I only watched 11 movies, so one got knocked out, so this was the next. So this beat one movie, I guess. My number 10 is Fresh.
This isn't happening.
Yeah, it's happening. No games. Not what you wanted?
It was on Hulu. It was a horror slash thriller movie about a man eating people. It's like a cannibal kind of movie. And it was Bucky Barnes was the main character in this movie.
It has a rating. Oh, no. 4.2 out of 5. All right. So it was out of 10. All right. Nice.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'd give it a 9 out of 10. Yeah.
Damn. What the fuck is this movie?
It's I watched this a while ago and I haven't rewatched it since, but from what I remember, he charms women into his like house and he's got a mansion and stuff and he's rich and turns out he's just like keeping them there to feed off of them, but not in like a vampire way, in like a murdery kind of way. Like he takes slices off their legs and stuff and starts like making bacon out of it and he feeds it to them.
That's fun.
And then there's this one girl who had her ass cut off, like actually just cut off. And she's the one that escaped, if I remember correctly. But I don't know where I was going with that. Good movie.
All right. So for context, what did it beat, Kanan? Because you only saw 11.
It beat, honorable mention, it beat Scream, the 6th movie in the series.
I never watched it.
Yeah, no, it was a shit movie.
Okay. Aaron Hawkins, what was your number 9?
My number 9 was Avatar: The Way of Water.
I hear her heartbeat. She's so close.
Hey,
lovely.
So, you're going for big hitters at the start of your list, man.
I'm aware this is your number 1, Keenan, but
fuck!
Yeah.
No, it's not.
So yeah, Avatar: The Way of Water was about some hippie cunts living in the ocean world. But they like tried fucking some rails and then Rio Tinto came out of nowhere and started killing them. But yeah, it was an enjoyable movie. It took like 58 years to get made, but like, you know, it was a decent sequel. Kill the rails, which was nice.
Yeah, nice.
But it's a really empowering movie about the railing industry because, you know, railing's still a thing, so. But it was decent. I actually did like it. I don't know. I think I watched it with my mate while high, which probably wasn't the best experience because we started laughing when the rail died. But
nice. Are you looking forward to Avatar 3, which is going to feature Fire Navi?
Did they just go to fucking Avatar like The Last Airbender now?
Yeah.
It's just the elements, man.
Is Prince Zuko going to come have a monopoly?
I thought you were kidding. That's an actual thing.
No, it is legit. Like, there's going to be a Fire Nation. I'm not even joking.
That's kind of, It's kind of cool.
Is there going to be a Uncle Iroh?
Yeah, bro. I actually get that reference now. I watched Avatar.
You never watched
Avatar? Did you actually? The whole thing?
Yeah, I watched Avatar, finally. Yeah, I watched the whole thing.
What did you think?
It's very good. Worth the hype.
Mm. Just, like, fun fact, Aaron uses Avatar for therapy.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I actually do.
It's not a bad show to use as a comfort show.
My cabbages.
Fuck me.
All right. Jaden, what is your number 9 of all time? No, 2022.
Okay. I didn't have a number 9. I'll tell a joke.
Oh, my God.
All right. Let's hear the joke.
How do you get a nun pregnant?
How? Motherfucker.
What?
How?
You dress them up as altar boys.
I hate you.
So, Jen, you can leave the call any time, really.
Oh, jeez. God damn it. You know, on second thought, you probably should have started at 8.
Sure.
That wasn't it, like, what the fuck? Yeah, all right. It was a decent joke. It's a shame it's not going to be anymore.
Was it a decent joke?
Don't worry, I didn't see any movies last year. There's 8 more.
My number 9 is a movie I think Aaron might fucking hate. It's called Bones and All.
I know it's not your fault. You were born this way. You ate them. I believed you had to. I don't know why.
Oh my God, I forgot we watched that. No, I know you weren't with us.
I wasn't with you. I watched it separately. Bones and All is a movie about cannibals.
Gay.
In the Midwest. Good. In America on a road trip. Timothée Chalamet. And that woman from the movie Waves, I don't remember her name, kind of just going on a road trip. I thought the use of them as cannibals was interesting because it's kind of just a representation of, I think, people who have AIDS or HIV or something in the 80s because it's set in the 80s.
Like but cannibal.
I think if they just made them actually HIV, it wouldn't be as interesting or disturbing, but making them... showing them eating people is like very fucking not fun to watch, and it really makes you grapple with their situation of how fucked that is. It also could be like a metaphor for them being drug addicts or some shit, but anyway, it doesn't even really matter. It's more just a vibes type of thing, shot on film, some beautiful shots in there, and yeah,
fun.
Enjoyed it. I don't know if Aaron did.
Fun fact, Kieran walked out on it.
Wow.
Damn, almost like he walked out on you, bro.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
But yeah, I watched it with...
That was too easy.
I watched it with Kieran and Ewan.
But anyway, Keenan, what is your number 9?
My number 9 is another horror / thriller movie called The Barbarian.
This is 476 Barbary, right?
Yeah, I'm renting this place.
No, I booked it a month ago.
Are you sure you have the right place?
Yeah. What am I supposed to do?
Why don't you come inside and we'll call these idiots?
You're going to sense a theme here. It's about this animal-ish human that eats people in a basement of an Airbnb.
Really?
Airbnb, yeah.
Oh, shit. So is this one of Philip Seymour Hoffman?
Philip Seymour Hoffman died 10 years ago, Aaron.
So it was. I don't.
Sorry, I have a feeling he's not in it.
Shit. Oh, dude, fuck, you just broke the news to him.
Did he really?
Oh, no.
Oh. Do you need to take a bit of it, Aaron?
Anyway, it was the Barbarian.
Yeah, the Barbarian. It's the whole premise is this woman, you know, books an Airbnb because she has a job interview in a city she doesn't know. And then it starts off with like thinking, and you don't, if you haven't watched the trailer and you go in raw, you don't know that the movie's about a killer animal in the basement. So it starts off with just this random creepy guy who's already in her Airbnb, and apparently it's double booked or something, which was a whole like, what's the word?
Barbaric.
It was, no, yeah, sure. No, it was, it was like a mislead, I guess.
Yeah.
And then and that night some crazy shit happens and you think it's him and he has these nightmares and he's like growling and it's like, oh shit, is he there? But turns out like 7 minutes later he's getting his head crushed against a stone wall in the basement by this random monster. And then the whole thing, the whole movie is about finding out what the hell this thing is, and turns out it's a human that just lived down there. He didn't want to leave his house while everyone else was getting evicted around him, so he just crawled into the basement and turned into that thing.
Relatable.
Yeah. I watched Barbarian on a plane with a child sitting behind me.
Nice.
And the milking scene was particularly enjoyable.
It was, wasn't it?
Yeah. No, I liked how it was like a really cool horror movie, but also kind of delved into like the cancel culture type of shit that's happening a lot at the moment.
Yeah.
Where like that, that first, when that fucking guy gets his head smashed, then it just cuts to like Justin Long in the car and like he's just been canceled. Yeah. That's like one of the best cuts of the year. It's like, it just and instantly just becomes like a different movie. It's so cool.
Bro, isn't that Pennywise? Isn't that the same
movie? Yeah, it is. I think they did that on purpose. They're like, oh, let's make the guy who played Pennywise be at the Airbnb so you think he's the villain.
Good movie. 9 out of 10. Next.
And next, we have Aaron Hawkins. How are you going, by the way, Aaron? How's the stomach?
Yeah.
I really hope your audacity picked up.
I really hope you throw up, like, in the middle of it.
I'm honestly close to you. My whole head's just, like, dying.
That's fine. Just keep your fucking audacity close by.
There's a reason he turned his camera off.
I hope you're still sitting next to your fucking laptop, bro, because that's the one that's recording
you. Yeah, I am. Yeah, don't fucking worry. Anywho, number 8, is it?
Yes.
Number 8, yeah.
Is it Don't Worry, Darling?
We men, we ask a lot. Can't you see? We ask for strength. Food at home. A house clean. With you all the time. And discretion above all else.
Wow.
Oh, I never watched that.
Yeah, so it's got the renowned actor from Dunkirk. He's in it. But yeah, so it's basically that like female character. He's like the white girl of the month. She's in it and she's like, oh shit, this world doesn't seem as it is. And it's basically just like a thriller about like, her world is kind of fake. It's a bit like a Truman Show kind of feel. And like the world is not what it seems. And she's just like, I don't know. It's like a lot of good, like a lot of undertones about shit. It was unfortunately directed by women. So you can kind of tell when you're watching it, like oh, it's a bit sloppy, but like overall it's a good movie. And yeah, like if a dialogue is quite nice in it.
Subtle sexism.
Yeah.
Anyone else watch this? It just came out on Netflix. I just watched it like 2 days ago.
No, I've never watched it.
No, I'm not a dickhead.
Okay. That's my answer too.
It was definitely interesting. I liked the first half an hour. Then it kind of got, I think it got a bit worse.
I feel like the ending was kind of shit. But like, yeah,
like I feel like it started strong and then progressively was just like, what is this fucking shit?
But no, I still like the set design was cool. I feel like the concept is kind of cool, but like they kind of fucked up the concept, like the delivery.
Yeah.
Like she fucked it, but you know, it's good.
All right, Jaden, your first real movie. Ooh, I'm excited. Yeah. Holy shit. Jaden, what's your number 8?
Hey.
Tell another joke.
My number 8 is...
How do you get a nun present?
Thor. And Thunder.
How do you get a priest print?
That I think my I fucking spoke over you when you said that movie title. Yeah,
Thor Love and Thunder is my number 8.
After saving planet Earth for the 500th time, Thor set off on a new journey. Well, he got in shape. He went from dad bod to god bod.
Oh, fuck.
Lovely.
Mainly by default.
I was going to say, do you honestly think that's even should be on a list for top movies? And I'm a Marvel fan.
Honestly, not really.
Yeah.
Not talk about it either way.
It's a shame.
Like, yeah, like the previous Thor movie was like top tier, I reckon, in my opinion. Thor Ragnarok.
Yeah.
That was very nice. Very mixes up. It got a bit risky in a few areas, making it a little bit more artsy. And then this one just took like a giant shit on like all of that. So it's I hated like the whole cancer like arc. Like it was just bullshit, man.
So you hated it, but it was still like you're like,
I told you.
He's only watched 8 movies this year.
Usually the worst that's ever happened. Like, usually we can at least get to 10.
10, yeah. You had to say a fucking nun joke to get through 9.
Christian Bale was all right. I don't know.
Right.
Yeah. No, like I just feel like Natalie Portman just got a little bit jealous that the Marvel or MCU took off a little bit, and then she just wanted to come back after she quit after the second one, and then just wanted to like finish off her like character. I just had like strong like jealousy vibes.
Nice.
Right.
Yeah, she's a bitch.
I don't know what I'm fucking talking about.
I have not watched the movie. Kenan, you?
No, it's a shit movie. No, it's actually not on my list.
So you watched 12.
Did you see it?
Bro, I didn't finish it. I could not finish it.
Right.
Bro, so, after the 27th goat scream, I had to stop watching that movie. Like those fucking screaming goats.
Yeah.
Fuck.
The CGI was fucking terrible as well.
Everything.
Especially that, like...
The worst part is like the villain was actually pretty decent.
Wait, a Marvel movie had a CGI?
Fucking yeah, who knew it? Shit movie.
Bold.
Right, next.
My number 8 is a light-hearted comedy, starring Nicolas Cage as himself. It's The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent.
God, this place is stunning.
What is your favorite movie?
That's one of those questions that's impossible to answer. You can't just limit it to one.
Imagine me and you. I do.
I like to play a game. Of have I even heard the movie?
Fuck, or he's talking about the top 5. I thought you'd hear of this one at least. Fuck.
Nah,
it's got Nicolas Cage playing himself and this billionaire played by Pedro Pascal. You've probably seen the meme of them looking at each other in the car.
Oh fuck, that's the movie.
Oh yeah.
That's the movie. Okay.
That's from a scene where they take LSD together and then just think that they're getting chased by like criminals and shit. It's essentially just like a buddy comedy where Nicolas Cage is playing like a washed up actor, like a enhanced version of himself, where he's kind of a piece of shit, and then he gets to know this guy and becomes a better person, and then they watch Paddington 2 together at the end.
Good movie. That would be on my list.
Yeah, they do. It's yes, just pretty wholesome like comedy, very low stakes essentially, and yeah, I just put it on because it's the type of movie I could just like chuck on any time and watch. We're on to Kenan. Kenan.
My number, what are we on? 8?
Number 8.
My number 8 is actually a movie someone already mentioned. Any guesses?
Fuck no.
Ha, it's Avatar. The Way of the Wind. Wind? Water. The Breath of the Wild. Avatar, The Breath of the Wild.
We cannot let you bring your war here.
Outcast. That's all they see.
I don't know. I spent like five.
Sorry. Aaron is just actually asleep right now.
Oh, God.
Bro, wake the fuck up.
Can you stay awake? He's talking about Avatar, The Way of the Wind.
I'm talking about your 9th favorite movie of all time. What the fuck are you, or your 10th? I don't know what it was. The fuck are you doing? Oh, jeez.
Anyway, Kenan, what's so good about Way of the Wind?
Nothing much. It's just the way I watched it, which is I knew I was going to watch it on a Thursday. So on Sunday, I tried to rewatch the first Avatar, and I got through 13 minutes of the movie. And then on Monday, I got through the next 26 minutes of the movie. Tuesday, I got through another like 30 or something minutes of the movie. And it just lit up. Like, it's the only reason it's memorable is because I spent a week watching.
What What is Aaron doing, man?
The worst. I know he's not even near his laptop anymore. There's no way he is, right? All right. Yeah, no, we could keep moving on, though. We don't have to waste time on my number 8.
Okay.
But then again, we have to wait for Aaron.
Aaron plugs his laptop in. We'll get to his number 7. Anyone got
Jaden, you
want to
tell us
jokes?
Yeah, tell us a joke, Jaden.
Right, tell us a joke in the meantime.
I will tell you a joke.
So, my number 7 is...
Oh, fuck.
Okay, you got to save this time.
Today, sorry.
Next time.
Aaron's number 7 is...
A comedy. All Cry on the Rest in Front. It's like a coming of age movie about like a group of guys that like go on a little holiday and have some fun. I don't know, I thought it was quite nice. It's a World War II movie, but like it's from like a German perspective, which is a bit interesting. So you kind of get like the understanding, and then like you kind of be like, yeah, they're kind of what, right in a way. Like, I gotta get why they went to war, but like, yeah, it's no, it was like it was actually very decent, and it was quite sad. Cinematography is really good on it. It's a quite nice war movie.
Probably the most fucking brutal war movie I've seen, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah.
Some shit they show is fucked. It's World War I, right?
Yeah, it's quite fucked up.
Like, they just show people getting burned alive and stuff, but it's like
damn.
The main character's best friend. It's like very fucking disturbing.
Shit.
But like, it's a good like prelude to Dunkirk, so that's nice.
No, it's like it makes 1917 look like fucking a happy meal.
Yeah. I had to stop it at some point because I was being depressed.
Well, you stopped after watching. You had to stop watching Dunkirk because you were getting depressed.
Yeah.
All right, J-Dog, what is your number 7?
J-Doggy
Dog. J-Dog 97.
My number 7 is another Marvel movie.
Yay! Wait, can I guess?
Doctor Strange in the
fuck, that was my guess.
Madness, multiverse, the shit.
I did what I had to do to protect our world.
To be honest, this movie was also quite disappointing. I thought it would have more multiverse in it. Like, it's the multiverse, right? Like, and they only went to like one universe, so it's just like, what's the point of this shit?
It's just two multiverses, honestly. Yeah, it's not madness, yeah. That's two.
I did like how they brought in some of the X-Men and the guy from The Office, Jim. 7 out of 10.
Yeah,
I never watched it. I didn't watch it. Yeah,
that's all right.
Kanan, you're the resident Marvel fan. The fuck, dude.
I know it's. I don't know what it's.
How are you
to.
Feeling about the MCU? Are you like losing interest?
Yeah, 100%. I think everyone has. Yeah. No, I only watched them
to keep up to date in case they just dropped a crazy one.
They did though. Sidetrack that Guardians of the Galaxy movie was pretty good. Like the newest one.
Oh, shit, I heard that was quite good.
Yeah,
that was from this year though, right? Yeah, that might be that on was next year's episode.
Oh, I'm just
number one.
There you go. Yeah.
My number 7 is the Jordan Peele film Nope.
But that's why back at the Haywood Ranch, as the only black-owned horse trainers in Hollywood, we like to say since the moment pitches could move, skin in the game.
Oh.
It's Jordan Peele's attempt at like a Spielbergian style, big, wondrous adventure film starring Daniel Kaluuya from Get Out. It's their second collaboration. And yeah, really cool commentary on the entertainment industry as well. And it's like exploitation of animals and people.
Are you fucking vaping down there?
Jaden's vaping while I discuss this film. Thank you, Jaden. But yeah, still had that classic Jordan Peele where the whole thing is kind of an allegory for something else. But yeah, has anyone seen it? Ask every time. Oh, okay.
Thing is, if I say I have, I'm spoiling my list because now you know it's on it. But
yeah.
That's Kenan's number one.
Yeah, a very cool alien movie if you're into alien movies, like a fresh, new, interesting design and concept, which is really cool. Kincan, what is your number seven?
Fuck, I haven't heard that name in a while. My number seven is another horror movie slash thriller. It is Smile.
I'm seeing something no one else can see except for me. It's smiling at me.
Oh, my God! Oh, yeah.
Do you all know or seen or heard of it?
I've heard of it. Yeah. I never watched it.
They have this massive...
someone watch it.
I don't know if it reached... this could be dumb, but did y'all hear about that weird ad campaign they were having for, like, advertising the movie?
We don't really have file ad campaigns in Australia. We just
they kind of don't bother sending that shit to us. It's like
they'd have people.
That's about
they'd pay people to go to like big like baseball games or like other sporting games and stare into the camera and just smile. So like you'd see like on TV, you'd see people zoom into the audience and it's just someone staring right at the camera and smiling. Like it was they did that for like a good month leading up to the movie, but the movie was just creepy. I think the sound is what got me. Like it goes from really quiet to just like booming noise and shit like that. That's what got me. But nothing else. It was just the creepiest of the horror movies I've seen that year. So it went higher than Barbarian and the other cannibal movie. 8.5 out of 10.
Lovely.
Aaron
Hawkins, number
six. You're number six.
My number six is Banishment of an Irishman. What the fuck it's called?
That's not the title.
Banshee of an Irishman, that's it.
No, Aaron, say the real title.
I don't know, Banshee.
Now, if I've done something to you, just tell me what I've done to you.
When you didn't do anything to me, I just don't like you no more.
You liked me yesterday.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Banshees of Inisherin?
Yeah, Ed Sheeran.
Adventures of Ed Sheeran, for fuck's sake.
God damn it. He said it for you too, and you said, yeah, Banshees of Ed Sheeran. God damn it.
Kartika gets kicked off the Stripe tour, and she's like really pissed off about it. But, No, it's like I watched it on the plane, which is how it's meant to be enjoyed. I actually watched it on the way to the UK because it's fitting because it's like an English film, but it's just kidding. It's about the guy from Burgess, and he's kind of shit, and he's
Burgess, holy man. Fuck.
And then the old man, like halfway, like a sort of movie, he's basically decided that he doesn't want to be friends with this guy anymore. He's like, I've had enough of you. You annoy me. Like, fuck off. And basically the whole movie's like the Burgess guy trying to like win over him. Be like, why don't you like me? And then, he's like, a lot of scenes at a pub. And it's not really not about anything really. It's just about like the old guy's had enough of everything. And he's like, you annoy me. You're dull. Fuck off. Which I think is like relatable content because that's how I feel about. But, it's a good movie.
Yeah. Nice one, Aaron. Nice one.
Well, fuck
good
you
choice.
All.
What?
I've never heard of that movie.
What do you say, fuck you all? What do you mean? I was being genuine.
Okay, well, I like the movie. It's a good movie.
Yeah, it's a good
film. No, I was laughing because he goes, he's just pretty much an asshole. Which is what I feel about, and then he just stopped talking.
Yeah.
I just self-censor myself. But I was like, that's an Irishman I'm pissed off at. This is relatable. And then it was good.
Wow, damn.
Damn. Yeah.
Sorry, Caitlin.
Art imitates life. Jaden, you've been quiet recently. What's going on?
What's going
He's
on?
Vaping,
is
man.
Is your attention divided?
No. I just cannot input much into these movies that I have not seen.
Yeah, fair enough.
You know what you could do, though? Just tell us another joke.
Oh, another joke.
Yeah, go on then, man. Give us another joke.
Give us another joke. Let's go.
Give us a joke and then give us your number six.
All right. What's the best thing about fucking 29-year-olds?
What?
Oh my god, no. Fuck. I already know, like, the I don't know what the punchline is, but this is already disgusting.
They're like 3 years too young.
I don't know what the punchline is, but I know where it's
What's
going.
What's the fucking punchline?
There's 20 of them.
There you go.
Fuck's sake. Oh, God.
Oh, no.
God damn it. Give us your number six. You can keep talking because of that.
It's like number six is like fucking like Paddington or something. Like really wholesome kids movie.
My number six is another Marvel movie. Black Panther, The Way of Water.
And my entire family is gone. Have I not given everything?
Oh god, Kenan. Sorry, Jaden. Be careful. I listened to the 2018 podcast a couple of days ago, like because I knew we were going to do this, and like last time you tried to discuss Black Panther, it got a bit racially tinged. So
jeez.
Like,
yeah, I was listening to a 2017 one when I was at work, and like Jonah's
that was honestly
a hard
the funniest.
In 2 seconds.
Oh no!
I remember.
I did what?
I remember that part.
You're like dropping the hard R constantly.
Damn.
And Rory kept,
did he?
And Rory kept editing it out, but it's so fucking obvious that you're saying the N word.
Oh my god!
You're not. Rory's not That's editing funny. Out like fuck or cut. So what the fuck is he editing out?
Yeah.
And then you're right. Like, oh, it's okay, Kenan's, and then just like cut again.
Oh, all right, I'm excited to hear what
anyway.
Think about Wakanda for water.
Anyways,
water. Go ahead.
It's pretty good. How do I explain it? Without being correct.
Oh god, don't think about it too much, mate. Just talk about the movie. You've already made it racist. What the fuck?
That was a joke.
How do I
say
it's a very good movie. What was it about again? It was an homage to like what's his name? Chadwick Boseman.
Paddington.
He was like a major part of like I guess. Oh my god, I feel like I'm treading on eggshells.
Just talk. How hard is it, bro? Just talk about the movie.
I'm trying to.
You're treading on eggshells talking about like a Marvel movie.
No, like I think the first one was by far one of the best Marvel movies.
Let's not go back to the first one.
Right.
And the second one didn't live up. Like I think it was still a good homage to Chadwick and his legacy. I thought the storyline was a little bit weak. But yeah, no, it was pretty good. Yeah, 6 out of 10.
Guys, hate to kill the mood again, but my number six is the Korean thriller Decision to Leave. By famed visionary Park Chan-wook. It's a movie about a detective who investigates the death of a woman's husband and then slowly falls in love with the woman. It's the guy who made Old Boy and The Handmaiden, and he's very talented. Knows how to use a camera better than most fucking movies, so it doesn't even matter that it's in Korean. You just watch the movie. Anyway, no one's fucking seen it. Moving on. I know my place. We were on Aaron's number five.
Aaron's number five.
Ayo, my number five is... Where the fuck is it? Oh, Pell.
I'm worried there may be something real wrong with me.
Pell is a movie about a girl who goes on a farm. A girl like in like the 1930s or 20s, and she wants to be like a movie star. She's slightly unhinged and slightly murderous, but she's just really popping off, really. But no, I think the art style is really cool. And yeah, I think it's a good movie overall. Would watch again.
Nice. I've never seen that movie.
Nice choice. I didn't actually watch that movie either. I haven't gotten around to it. I think that's a Nicholas Cinquina type joint.
Why?
Oh, he's into that movie, I think.
It's because he's a star?
It's because he likes watching women killing or something. I don't know.
He likes women suffering.
Fuck. Women suffering.
He likes women suffering.
Jaden, number five. Jaden.
Number five. All right, now it actually starts.
Okay. Oh shit! All right.
Number five is Avatar 2: Wakanda Forever.
I need you to be strong.
Nice.
Nice one, bro.
Yes. So, Avatar 2. Where do I begin? Story was a little bit weak. I think the visuals were stunning, though. Looks very real. What was it about? It was about Jake Sully having a family, having to fuck off to the water Na'vi because he's being hunted by his former nemesis. What's his name? The Colonel, but he's like in avatar form now, and he learns how to bend water and do a bunch of shit on a ship, and gets one of his kids dead. So pretty decent.
A good way to describe it. Good one.
Riveting.
Yes.
Nice.
All right, Kanan, buckle up for this one, mate. My number five.
I'll get the
is called Tar.
You want to dance the mask? You must service the composer. You've got to supplement yourself, your ego, and yes, your identity.
Shot.
Yeah, take a shot for that one. It stars Cate Blanchett. She's from Australia. She plays a conductor who's kind of a piece of shit. A genius, but a piece of shit. And she essentially gets cancelled for trying to sleep with one of her students. What?
I don't mean to interrupt you, but Aaron's probably falling asleep again.
Oh. All right. Aaron? You right there, buddy? Just a reminder to our listeners who have just tuned in, Aaron is viciously hungover and falling in and out of consciousness. Anyway, Tar, one very, very specifically directed movie and very fucking cool. And also a very modern movie because it's essentially about the Me Too movement. Cate Blanchett is like probably the best actress living on this planet, I believe. And she should have won an Oscar for this.
Really? You reckon?
Yeah, I reckon.
She was also in Avatar 2.
Was she?
Yeah.
Oh, no, she
was
wasn't.
Was she one of the whales or some shit?
No, that was Kate Winslet. No,
she played the son's, the American Army guy's kid.
Kenan.
Oh, fuck. Kingan,
Queenan.
My number five is The Batman.
When that light hits the sky, it's not just a call. It's a warning.
Nice.
I liked it. It was long as shit, though. And I couldn't focus long enough on that movie. And also, I didn't watch it in theaters. I watched it in the living room at my aunt and uncle's place. And it was in the daytime where the sun was shining on the TV. So I couldn't see half the movie. But
that's how it's meant to be enjoyed, though.
That is how it's meant to be enjoyed, where it looks like your brightness is all the way down, but that's just how the movie shot. Honestly, I think it's like that classic. What was it like? If it's a Batman movie, it's like my Marvel reasoning. It's a Marvel movie. I'm gonna choose it. It's a Batman movie. That's why I chose it. It's a good movie. Nothing to say about it, but nothing bad. It's solid in the middle of my list. It's number 5.
Very, very nice looking movie.
Thank you. Thank you. I wish I saw most of it. Aaron, you get to wake up again.
Aaron Hawkins.
Oh, shit. It's going to be me. Okay. Number 4 is... Which one did I have for 4? Oh, my number 4 was actually Triangle of Sadness.
The success of a luxury cruise mainly depends on you. I don't want to hear anybody saying no. It's always, yes, sir, yes, ma'am.
Wow.
Repeat. Ah, I can't take a shot for that. I've heard about it.
Yeah, you heard about it via Rory. But, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a parody of classism, in my interpretation. I think the ending was really good. I actually really liked the ending. Because the ending, like, it was kind of like a cliffhanger of an ending. It didn't really have, like, you know, like, endings like, oh, the movie's over. Like, this movie, like, what the fuck's going to happen? Like, you don't really know. But I feel like that's, like, a good kind of way. You don't really know what happens, like, at the ending. It's sort of, like, left to your own imagination what the ending would have been.
Right.
Like, I don't ever want to spoil it, but you know what I mean, Rory, with the ending?
Yeah, yeah, I do.
Yeah. I also got hella depressed about this movie. Because you know the actress in the movie, like the model girl? She like died like a month after the movie came out.
Yeah, it's pretty fucked. Like, she was she was like 27 or something.
Yeah, and she just like randomly dropped dead.
Yeah.
And like the family's like, oh yeah, it's sad she's dead. And I'm like, she must have something. Like she must have like some like... pre-existing medical condition, and the family's like, oh yeah, the family like acted as if they're like, oh yeah, she's dead. Like, she literally just like dropped fucking dead at 27.
1 year to go, Aaron.
I know, I'm excited.
All right, J Doggy Dog. What is your number 4?
My number 4 is Glass Onion, a Knives Out mystery.
I've invited you all to my island. Because tonight, a murder will be committed. My murder.
Lovely.
Fuck, that was 2022?
Yeah.
Shit. Okay, I watched 12 movies and I forgot about that one. But that wouldn't have been high on my list. Anyway, keep going.
So, like, literally did not make a difference.
Casually shits on Jane Pick. Shit anyway, Jaden, go ahead.
Give me your reasoning for why it wasn't. I don't think it belongs there, but whatever.
Oh, God. it was a very, thought-provoking, I guess, and just, like, you really want to know what's happening inside that glass onion, you know what I mean, dog?
He's not seen a movie.
He's not seen a movie. He said, this is where my real list starts, and then says a movie he hasn't watched.
Like, yeah. My dog.
Yeah, no, the mystery aspect of it was, like, really good. And I don't think it was as strong as the first one. I think, like, the twist was a little bit weak, but, like, it was production, value was high. And it still had, like, the similar vibes to the first one, which was good because I really liked the first one. But overall, great movie. I don't think the acting was very good, though.
Wait, who?
They fuck the onion.
They don't fuck the onion.
What's his name? Daniel Craig, is it?
Yeah.
Is that him?
Yeah.
Yeah, he, like, his accent is just fucking weird, man.
That's fair, I guess, honestly. Yeah.
It is kind of fucking stupid.
I do agree.
It is. It's funny, yeah.
But that's all I've got to say about that.
All right, my number 4 is a movie called Top Gun Maverick.
What the hell?
Good morning, aviators. This is your captain speaking.
Oh, yay! Hey.
Has it been on everyone's list now?
Yeah, I think so. This is probably the most fun... Well, one of the most fun, just pure popcorn movies that everyone can enjoy in a while, I'd say. Underrated in, like, how fucking cheesy and shit it is, like, how well made it is, how tightly cut it is. I was just smiling for the whole thing when I watched it because it's so fucking cheesy, but like, just, yeah, in a really good way. And I do appreciate that they filmed those, like, fucking jet scenes, like, practically. It really does, like,
for real.
Yeah.
Yeah. They let me on an Air Force base here. Idiots.
Really?
Yeah, well, my girlfriend's in the Air Force, so they have to, otherwise.
Your girlfriend?
My girlfriend. Oh, yeah. Jaden's the only one who knows about my life. Yeah, yeah.
Sorry?
Married and has 7 kids. He has 29-year-olds.
Jaden's the godfather of 3 of them. What the fuck?
Are you in Canada at the moment?
Negative. I'm still in here. I leave next week, though.
Dude, it's been like next week for like 2 years now.
Bro, I'm sleeping on a mattress that's on the floor right now. Fuck, we got sidetracked massively here.
Yeah, what? Who? The fuck
it's
are you talking
me.
About?
It's me.
Kanan's number.
It's my number 4.
4. Okay.
4. Yeah. So I did say my list starts at number 4. Movies I actually like. My number 4. What are you laughing about?
Harry just went out of fucking huge yawn.
And that's on fucking audio. My number 4 is Puss in Boots.
Lives flashing before your eyes.
Pray for mercy from Puss in Boots.
Damn, I heard this was hell good.
It is really good. It's like, it might take over from WALL-E as the best animated movie I've ever seen.
Damn.
Actually,
that's not true. Wait, Spider-Man, the Spider-Verse movie is better than WALL-E. It's not better than that. It's on the podium, though, Puss in Boots. It's about death and this retarded dog. And
I love how you're like, it's the best animated film I've ever seen. It's about a retarded dog.
Have you all seen it? Has anyone seen it?
I haven't. I want to watch it, though.
No, it's genuinely a good movie, from what I remember. I watched it in theaters, too, and I was actually like, I got my palms sweating at times, which isn't hard to do, honestly, but it hit well. If that makes sense.
Nice.
Okay, 9 out of 10.
Yeah, hasn't it got like the same style as like Spider-Verse type of thing?
Yeah, a little bit. I think Spider-Verse does it better, but a little bit.
Right.
Aaron, we're going for the top 3.
Alright, so number 3 is God's Creatures.
There's been a claim made by a young woman. Brian says he was at home with you that night. Is that right?
He was, yeah. We both know that's a lie, though.
God's Creatures, anyone's heard of it?
Shot.
Heard it, but I don't really know much about it. Heard the name.
Yeah, it's an A24 movie. It's from Ireland. This guy goes back to his, like, shithole little village on, like, the Irish west coast and go back to his family. And essentially, like, there's an allegation against him on a night out that, like, he, like, assaulted a girl, like, sexually assaulted a girl. And it's all just about, like, his family dealing with the allegation and, like, them, like, sweeping under the rug and the whole village just, like, pretending it didn't happen kind of thing. It's very well shot. I would highly recommend watching the trailer. It's a very good trailer as well.
Nice choice, Aaron Hawkins. 9.
Thank you, Gamma Lobo.
Jaden O'Connor, what is your number 3?
Me? Sorry, you cut out there a second. I didn't know if you were talking to me.
How dare you ask him?
So my number 3 is The Batman.
If this continues, it won't be long before you've nothing left.
I don't care what happens to me.
It's only going to get worse for you.
Ooh.
I really like the mood of the Batman, to be honest. It reminded me a lot of the video games. It's like dark and gritty, and it felt like an actual like detective movie, you know? I don't know, like the Dark Knight trilogy seemed a little bit more of like an epic, like like there was more social commentary on like a lot of that stuff, and like the Batman was more, I guess, like just Batman doing his thing, but in like a really cool, like artsy way. I'm done. Thanks.
Nice. Guys, why do I feel the energy's gone down for this podcast? Come on, like, it's the top three.
I don't know.
Maybe we need another joke.
It's 3 o'clock in them.
Guys.
Maybe another joke might help, actually.
How about I'll do my number three. Jaden, once we get to your number two, we're going to need another joke, okay?
Yeah.
To spice things up. Get a joke ready.
Oh, jeez.
All right, my number three is called After Sun.
Don't you ever feel like tired and down and feels like your bones don't work, like you're sinking?
Oh. We're here to have a good time, eh?
It's a movie about a father and a daughter that go on holiday in Europe. Kind of starts with the daughter in her like late 20s or early 30s, around the age her dad was when they took this trip. She's looking at video recordings she has of the trip, and then it kind of flashes back to her trip with her father, and you kind of realize that as it goes, it's pretty much just them on holiday. But the dad clearly is going through some shit, like clearly has depression and I don't know what else. But yeah, and that you kind of hide that thing. You kind of hide your mental issues from your kids, and you can only really, when you look back on it, like all the shit your parents were going through while you were just like being a fucking idiot and like running around and asking for ice cream and shit. You never really think about it, but this movie really puts it into perspective. And yeah, really, like, will fuck you up for at least half an hour after you finish it, because it gets pretty sad. But yeah, really cool and really makes you think. I've had a conversation with someone else in this podcast about it, so I imagine it's coming up soon.
Yes, sir.
Spoiler alert, it wasn't Jaden or Kanan. Kanan, number three.
My number three is Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Across the multiverse, I've seen thousands of Evelyns. You can access all their memories, their emotions.
I don't know if this is higher in your list or not on any of your old lists altogether, but I thought it'd be mentioned by now. So,
yeah, it hasn't come up yet.
Yeah, it's strange. And I wasn't going to put it number one, because I'll be honest, I didn't understand much of the movie. But the parts that I didn't understand, I really enjoyed. And I watched it on a plane, so it like, kind of, I was immersed in this tiny fucking screen on the back of the seat. But I had my headphones on, and and the plane was dark, so all I was watching was, it was like I was in a theater. Best place to watch a movie. Who said that? Rory said that? Did you say that?
Someone,
I did fall asleep halfway through, but I woke up and rewinded back, so I still think I watched the whole movie. 9 out of 10. Yeah.
Damn. Best picture winner, excuse me. Aaron, what is your number two movie of 2022?
Bleh. Sorry, my brain just like Microsoft shut down. My number two is Everywhere All at Once, that one.
And you may be your only chance of stopping it.
Don't make me fight you. I am really good.
Yeah.
Nice.
I really liked it, to be honest. Like, I don't know why it affected me so much, but I did actually really like it. It was like a really good movie. I think like the mother relationship, I actually connected with all a fair bit, to be honest. Like, it reminded me a lot of my own relationship with my mom, which is a bit odd.
I had a weird relationship with your mom, too.
Yeah, I know you did, mate. But, like, yeah, like, I don't know, I feel like, because I've had the same, like, shit where you had to, like, hide the fact that you were gay from your grandparents and shit. Because, you know, the family shame and whatever. And then you kind of, like...
Family shame.
No, like, I mean, dead ass. And then you feel like you just, like, want to, like, fuck off kind of thing.
Right.
Like, you just want to, like, yeah. Like, I get it. It was, like, it was weird, but I really connected with that movie. And, yeah, I think the art style is really cool. I watched it with my mate, and we were both just pissing ourselves laughing for, like, a solid 10 minutes about the fucking rock scene. Where
they're talking to each other as rocks?
Yeah, I don't know why. Like, we just, like, were, like, pissing ourselves laughing at that. But, like, yeah, it's... I think it's a really good movie. I think, One of those, literally, like, the movie line is like, in another world, I would have really preferred, I would have really liked to just do taxes and laundry for you or some shit.
Yeah.
Which I know, I really like that. Like, I feel like that's quite like a nice saying of like, I love you, I would have just loved to just do menial tasks for you.
It was, that was in the universe where he was like, they were at the theater, right?
Yeah.
The rich universe.
When they're standing in the alleyway and it's like all green lighting and stuff.
Damn.
All right. You know what time it is, guys.
Oh, shit.
Jaden's got what a joke.
Is it joke time?
Is it joke time? Oh, my God.
Damn. We should do like top 10 jokes.
You know, my window open is large enough for me to jump out.
What's the difference between in-laws and outlaws?
Oh, God.
What?
I don't fucking know. No guesses.
Outlaws are wanted.
Fucking hate you. That's so fucking bad. God damn it.
I was expecting something viciously offensive.
I thought I'd make it a little bit more of a happy meal. Child
predator to just like a more of a happy meal.
Yeah.
All right. What do you call a threesome of gay whales? Three willies.
What the fuck? That's not even funny.
I think the setup to the joke was funnier than the fucking punchline.
All right. Jaden, what was your number two favorite movie? You must like
my number two. Yeah. Been mentioned a few times on this podcast, but my number two is Top Gun.
You think up there you're dead? Believe me.
My dad believed in you. I'm not going to make the same mistake.
I really enjoyed this film. I agree with Rory that it's a big, like, popcorn film. I was, like, smiling throughout the whole film as well, just because of, like, all the practical stuff that they did, how they actually shot real-life jets and were doing real-life stunts. It just made it feel like they were going hard on the movie and didn't want to, like, cheap out on anything and give the viewer a really nice experience. So, yeah, I would rate it 10 out of 10, to be honest. I like the gay scene. Nice touch.
Nice touch. Nice. That's performing high on our Y podcast. That's
it is.
Is that the only movie that's been on everyone's list? I think so.
I believe so, yeah. And the lowest it's been is like 8, which isn't too bad.
Yeah.
Considering it was 2 on someone else's.
Pretty good. My number 2 is The Fablemans.
In this family, it's the scientists versus the artists. Sammy's on my team, takes after me.
Shot.
Which is the Steven Spielberg autobiography, essentially, of his own life when he was a kid. It's probably the best and my favorite Spielberg movie in at least like 10 years. So once you watch this, then anytime you watch another Steven Spielberg movie, you're going to pick up on small little details about like hints to his parents and his life that you would never would have guessed or thought about if it wasn't for this movie. So yeah, a real cool capstone. I don't know how old Steven Spielberg is. He's like 70, I think. But yeah, it's good that he got this one made, I think, because of COVID and he didn't know how the film industry was going to recover. He kind of was like, if I could only make one more movie, what would I make? And he chose this. So it's clearly important to him, and I think it's really cool. This was a big movie, though. I don't know why you haven't heard of it, Kanan.
What's it called?
The Fablemans.
Now I get to take a shot again. I told you I only watched like 12 movies, and if you've noticed, not a single Marvel movie has shown up on my list.
That's incredible.
But I got 2 more.
Oh, fuck.
My number 2 is Nope.
Nice.
I was debating putting this number 1, but my number 1 kind of edged out just on, like, the enjoyment factor. But Nope had me, you know, definitely like
today, Junior.
I don't know. Connected, interested, focused. that's the scene where the UFO is like above their house and you can hear the people screaming.
Yeah.
Inside, it's just like chilling because you know they're just being digested.
Chilling in the hood.
Yeah, yeah. And then the whole And then the whole parallel with the chimp letting that one guy survive only for him to become just obsessed with these monsters and then, you know, and eventually dying. Classic Jordan Peele.
All right. As is tradition for the Y podcast, we always try to guess each other's number one. Does anyone have any guesses for Aaron Hawkins' number one?
It's going to be some shit like the kite in the blue water of the whale or some shit I haven't heard. I swear to
God. Actually, I think, yeah, I think there is a kite that goes into the water at some point.
Yeah, probably.
I actually don't know.
I already know because I talked to Aaron about this movie.
My favorite movie is After Sun.
Wish we could escape for longer.
Me too.
But yeah, it's probably like not even his favorite movie 2023. It's probably like up there of like favorite movies I've ever watched. Like the cinematography on it is amazing. Like I'm like it's beautiful. It doesn't really have a plot. Like there's no like definitive like thing that really like happens in the movie. Like in like a traditional sense, it's just like you just sort of watch it and like I don't think I've ever really connected so much to a movie, especially if you're like a child of divorce. I feel like it hits you specifically hard because I watched it with my mate Daniel, who's from like a happy like family, and I was like so affected by it. And he's like, oh yeah, it was a good movie. And then I told my mate Katie, who had like a similar like upbringing to me, to watch it, and she was like a mess on the floor crying at the end of it. So like I feel like if you're like have like a well like very connective as well, but like I feel like if you're from like divorced family in particular, it's gonna fuck you up because it's about like having trying to reestablish that relationship with your dad after like divorce, and like substantial time has passed, you've both grown apart, and like the dad's sort of trying to like rekindle his like relationship with his child, but it's just not happening, and like the dad's got his own shit going on. For kids also goes her own shit as well, which is not touched upon. It's like very subtle, but like when you like think back to it, you're like, oh yeah, she was going through that. She was going with that. Like, I think the fact that like the little Easter egg that she was a lesbian was quite a nice touch, because there's a scene where she's like staring at like these two gay guys making out for like a good like 60 seconds, like hell intensely staring. And you're like, why the fuck is she staring at them like that? And then at the very end of the movie, it doesn't say, but like the girl, she's like gets out of bed and like next to her is like a girl, and you're like, oh shit, she was like gay. Like that's probably her first exposure to like gay people, which is why she was like so trans. Like, yeah. And just like, and a little, like just little things. And like the fact that it was like all shot in retrospect of like, it's like her sitting down and like looking at old tapes and like trying to pick the pieces of like what her dad is. And like what kind of person her dad is, and like just to like rekindle that.
And did you get the implication that that was like the last time she saw her dad?
100%. Yeah.
Yeah. Very. And like that's very sad.
Yeah, but that's the thing, but you never really know when it's the last time you, unless someone like actually dies on the deathbed, you don't actually really realize the last time you see someone. And like I feel like that was that kind of ending, because like in her mind she was gonna see her dad again, you know. And like I think the last like 60 seconds of the movie where it just cuts to her, no audio, in her apartment is just so fucking like, when I watched it at Luna, and when it ended, the entire cinema was just silent for like a minute after it ended. Like, you know when like the lights come on, everyone like talks and like gets up, everyone was just like silent, and you could tell everyone was just like processing like what the actual fuck. Like everyone sort of had the same kind of like shit.
Oh god.
Yeah, you guys should watch it, especially Jaden. I think you would like it, but it will fuck you up, I reckon. Like, it will, like, probably fuck you up.
Yeah.
Like, I started crying, but, like, I didn't cry in the cinema. I cried, like, an hour later about it.
Jesus.
Like, it's, like, I was like, it's like same with Rory. Like, you think about it for, like, the rest of the night after you watch it. You're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, if you're going by, like, emotional impact, this would be my number one. It's not number one because I don't really think I might watch it again in a few years, but it's not going to be like, oh shit, let's watch After Sun, you know, type of thing. Okay, we are now coming up to Jaden's number one. Any guesses?
Did you mention Everything Everywhere All at Once? No, I'm going to guess that.
Aaron, have you got a guess?
Play Everything Everywhere All at Once is my guess.
Yeah, it is Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Every rejection, every disappointment has led you here to this moment.
Yeah, it's right.
Well done.
I was talking about this movie this year because it won Best Picture. I was like, oh, it actually looks pretty good. Like I wonder why, like, a multiverse movie won Best Picture. I'm like, usually that's a bit of, like, a just fun type movie type stuff, you know, where it's just like, oh, wouldn't it be cool if there's other universes and stuff like that? But, like, this movie kind of hit really fucking hard, like, in terms of, made me really think, well, this is what I took away from the movie is, like, no matter, like, where you are, like, or, like, what your life could have been, you're always going to, like, be thinking of the what is. So it's like, you may as well just be happy where you are now. Like what Aaron said before is like the taxes and the laundry shit. Like, yeah, like the fucking dildo scene was fucking funny. I thoroughly enjoyed the movie from like start to finish. I watched it with my partner and I think she said she didn't like the first half. Or no, she did. She like thought the second half was better or something. But like, I thought the whole movie was strong start to finish, but yeah, very good.
Okay. It's my number one. Any guesses?
I don't even know like most of the things that you say.
The Crow in the Lighthouse, the shit on a boat.
No, that's not it.
Did you just say Lighthouse on a fucking boat or something?
My number one is a movie by the man who directed Whiplash. It's called Babylon.
Listen up! Oh, you big dick, Mr. Man! Who wants to see me fight a fucking snake?
Fuck yeah!
It stars Brad Pitt, Margot Robbie. It's 3 hours, 10 minutes. I was fucking beaming the whole time I watched it. It's one of the biggest blank check movies I can think of, as in this dude made the exact movie he wanted to make, spent $70 million of producer money, and made like this amazing fucking hectic piece about like the movie industry in the 1920s. Some of the funniest shit I've seen in a movie, like in the first 5 minutes, an elephant takes a shit on the camera. Like, it's just fucking insane. It's just about how Hollywood's always been fucked and like all this new shit coming out about like the Me Too movement and all that. Like, that's not really new. We just know more now. Like, these cunts have always been just sex crazed pests on drugs. Just like, and the amount of shit that was going on in early Hollywood. But yeah, this movie was just like the energy of Whiplash, but like applied to like, imagine if Whiplash had fucking like $70 million behind it. So yeah, damn. The energy is fucking crazy. Damn. And the music is insane. But yeah, this movie fucking like bombed hard at the box office. So I think Damien Chazelle is now going to go have to make another La La Land or something, because no one's going to give him this much money again. He kind of just was like, fuck this, I'm going to make this. And now it's there and you can watch it. But yeah, people complain the story's kind of a mess. It kind of is. But yeah, I fucking enjoyed the shit out of this movie. But yeah, I think it just bombed because it's fucking like, it seems kind of just like La La Land again, but it's not. It's like if La La Land and Whiplash fucked and then took like a fuckload of cocaine. I don't know. All right. We've come down to the main event. The final film of this podcast for the 2022 episode of the Why Podcast. It's Kanan's number one.
It's fucking Bullet Train. That's my number one.
Yeah, I'm not the only one on this train looking for this case.
We are right on
track. Why?
I fucking loved Bullet
why
Train.
Why do you react like that, Aaron?
No, Bullet Train, I just loved like Bullet Train. It was fast paced, all over the place. Had a lot of like fighting and killing. The main villain had the most punchable face, that girl. I don't know what her name is. That's the first time in Why Podcast history that I didn't have a single Marvel movie on my
list. Well done.
The first time.
Three fillies.
And you only had eight.
I didn't see a lot of movies last year.
And you only had eight.
Technically, I only had five.
I watched Bullet Train. That was fun. That was a good movie.
It was a fun movie to watch.
Yeah.
It was. That's what I remember when I said I was trying to decide if Nope should be number one, but this one's just more enjoyable
to watch. That makes sense.
That's why. Look at that. We did it.
We did it again.
We did it.
I'm going to go to bed the second we hang up this call. It's 3:30 in the morning over here.
Jesus Christ. All right. Thanks for tuning in. Like and subscribe. And we'll see you next week for 2020.
Yeah, I'm actually keen to do this more often, but
No, we need to do it more often. Do our top five of the fucking COVID shit cunt years.
We definitely need to stop doing this once every 3 years.
Yeah, and start fucking it's a lot doing more interesting when you talk about the movies that came out just recently and you still actually have thoughts on them and stuff.
Remember it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thanks for listening, everyone. Any messages for the listeners out there?
You know what? For the hell of it, Jaden.
Suck my ass.
Jaden, tell us another joke.
Oh, no. I don't have one prepared.
You can't put him on the spot with a joke.
I'm just fucking...
No, you kind of have to now, dude.
You should...
Offensive jokes are like food. Some people get it, some people don't.
I hate you.
Oh my gosh.
I hate you.
All right, don't hang up, but let's stop recording.
All right, bye. There we go. Wait, fuck, how do you stop recording?